Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
With licensed psychologist and guest John Delatorre.
Well, the accusations just keep flying towards Becky Hill, the clerk of court from the Alec Murdaugh trial, who may be the one that gets Alec a brand new trial. We'll find that out later in the month with the evidentiary hearing. But Becky Hill has two SLED investigations going her direction right now. One about that jury tampering and also improper use of her office, including new allegations that have come out that Hill and her staff received 5 payments from the federal child support funds that were used for bonuses between November of 2021 and 2023. The arc of behavior does not look good, and credibility is a huge thing going forward for Becky Hill. Joining me to discuss, John Delatorre. John, when we're looking at all of this, and essentially at the end of the day, what we're going to be looking at is the character of Becky Hill. Did she, in fact, say anything to a juror? Is she lying about it? She's denying it right now, but we're seeing a lot of other things surrounding this case that she was doing improprieties that should not have gone on. Does she have a leg to stand on, or has she already, sunk the guilty verdict of Alec Murdaugh? Now it's going to be rising back to the top to see if he can, in fact, be found innocent.
Yeah, I don't know that. Number one, I don't think he's ever going to be found innocent. I don't think that's ever going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't think she's sunk the original case. It's really hard. It's really, really hard to get a verdict vacated and mm-hmm. remanded back to court. That's not an easy thing to do. And the standard for jury tampering now is different in different jurisdictions, but you have to really show that you're trying to tamper with the jury, making statements or somehow statements being overheard or something like that. I mean, people hear things all the time, and every jury hears things all the time about the case. There's no way that you can avoid it, even when, like, during lunch and you're eating lunch in the cafeteria of the courthouse or something like that. Things are said all the time. I don't know that she sunk this case, and even if she did sink it, and it was vacated and remanded back to court for another trial, I still think that he's going to be found guilty. But for all of this stuff that she's doing, like, this is true crime. This is like an adherence to true crime just run amok. Yeah. All for a book that I just don't get her motivation. I don't understand why she did all this for a book. I haven't read the book. But I don't know. This seems pretty pointless. She just wanted the spotlight.
Is it all for a book? I do wonder, or is it more so? Is this a track record of ego that has always influenced her life? It's just finally someone's taken a microscope and a spotlight, and we're looking behind the cracks, going, "Oh, this is how the sausages are made. This is not what I expected to see." And I'm wondering if these data points that we're seeing in the Murdaugh case, and even some that don't quite connect to the Murdaugh case, like the way that they got their bonuses was from the federal child support funds. If this is just a long going list of stuff that she just kind of did it her way because she could.
Yeah, I would definitely think that if she can do it a certain way, or that's the way that it's been done in that place for so long, like I would believe any of that stuff, mm-hmm. that she, if she's the court clerk, she's got a lot of power, And people with power can easily do things that, probably shouldn't be done, but they do it anyway. I think really though, it's this idea that she's caught because she decided that she was in a position to write this book about the case when she didn't need to. Like she all of this stuff is now being uncovered. What do you think is going to happen once you get the attention that you're so wanting? Right, watch the movie Snake Eyes with Nicolas Cage. That's entirely about once you become a hero, then all of the negative stuff that stuff gets dredged up. So you better make sure that your house is clean. And it never was. So this is ridiculous. This is something that has put a court case that's put something on tilt that didn't need to be on tilt. This should have been settled already, and now it's just coming back again.
Yeah, it's going to be extremely interesting to see where this all goes. What essentially the prosecution is going to have to do is prove that there was some sort of something that was said. According to Murdaugh's attorneys, they don't need to show actual bias on the part of a juror to obtain a new trial. They just need to show that she did this. And if you have one person, one juror coming out and saying, yeah, I heard that, that's what she said to me. That alone, I don't know if that would be enough to get a new trial had there not been all these other things that have now come into play, from the plagiarism to the wiretapping with the son and her phone being confiscated to the improper use of her office. All of those things, I don't know how much will even be able to be brought up in to that hearing, but I know the judge is aware of all that. And at the end of the day, it's that judge that's making that decision.
Yeah. Some of that is going to be, if this stuff is going to be moving into trial or something like that, pretrial hearings, motions in limine will certainly reduce the content that's going to be included, unless she's charged with a crime that is like so broad that all of this stuff can come in. But at this point now, we're seeing the spinoff of, right? This is the spinoff series, right? This is the Better Call Saul of the Breaking Bad that was the Murdaugh trial. So I can't wait to see, what the third series, we're going to have a franchise like Walking Dead or something.
Hopefully it's better than El Camino, the follow-up movie. That's all I got to say on that analogy.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In a quiet Chicago suburb, a star wrestler goes missing weeks before his high school graduation, shattering his mother's carefully curated image of the perfect family. Upstanding Young Man by Sharon Doering is a pulse-pounding thriller with complicated family dynamics, perfect for fans who love suspense. NYT bestselling author Reed Farrell Coleman describes it as tense, evocative, and surprising. Upstanding Young Man grabs you and won't let go. Available now wherever books are sold.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.